know, our thoughts and prayers are definitely with Josh, you know, as they deal with this situation.
Nick, have you spoken to anyone over there, Nick, and any gauge on how they are handling it as an organization or as a coaching staff?
Yeah, you know, I have not. You know, the extent of it's really just been a message to this point. So, you know, however they're going to deal with it, I'm sure that they'll figure it out. You know, and they know that we're here to provide support, you know, and if there's any questions. But, you know, I'm sure that, you know, Josh is a real smart individual. There's a lot of smart people out there. So, they'll, you know, I'm sure they'll do what's best for their club in terms of handling that delicate situation.
Nick, what did you see from Danny Woodhead, or what did your pro scouts see from him that made him a guy that you wanted to sign?
Sure. I think he's been, each of the past two preseasons, he's been productive when he's been on the field. He's played multiple positions. He's short, but I wouldn't say that he's necessarily small, if that makes sense. You know, he's kind of a shorter, stockier type build. He's good with the ball in his hands. He's got good quickness. So, you know, there are some things that he did as a player that we liked. So that's why we signed him. And, you know, we'll see what he looks like once he's here. We'll start working with him here this week and see what sort of progress that we make. He's a really productive player, albeit at a small level of competition, but his production was astronomical. And typically with smaller school players, you like to see them produce at a very high level, and he did that at Shadron State.
Has he done much pass blocking and pass protection as a running back in his pro career?
A little bit. Last year, the Jets used him at different points during the season out of the backfield, so he ran routes from the backfield. He pass protected to a degree. They handed him the ball this year during the preseason, so he's carried the ball. He was a running back in college, so he's done a little bit of that to this point. You know, so we'll see what he can handle and see what he can do, and then put him in the best position that we feel is best for the club.
Nick, I think he was, you know, God, whatever, college football's all-time leading rusher, and then having played some receiver with the Jets too. How attractive was position flexibility with him? And also in that regard, as far as versatility goes, how much does he bring in special teams?
Sure. I think all those really factor into it. I think with any player, the more things they can do, that's certainly going to enhance their ability to make a contribution. You know, as an offensive player, there's a certain role, and then whatever he can do in a kicking game, that obviously brings another element to the table as well. So, I mean, I think – in the end, we're looking for players that are versatile, that can do multiple things. And really, your expectations, they can do A, but you really don't know how much they're going to be able to handle, how much they're going to be able to handle until they get here. So, you know, we'll get them in the mix and see how it goes.
I would assume, though, that playing in the kicking game would probably be a key to him being able to dress on game day. Did he do a lot of that for the Jets and play a lot of different roles, maybe whether it was in the preseason or otherwise, on special teams?
Yeah, he's been used a little bit. You know, we'll put him in here. He'll practice, and just like we do with every player, and then, you know, we'll make the decision like we do week to week about who's going to play and who's going to be at the game.
Nick, I'm wondering, when you have a situation like with Kevin Faulk where, you know, he's in a little bit of limbo now as you guys are trying to decide what to do with his injury and wait for doctors and all that Bill said, what have the past 12 or 24 hours been like for you? I mean, are you fielding phone call after phone call? Are you scouring through your player personnel books? What have you kind of been up to in this situation?
I think it's business as usual. I mean, I think any time you come off the game on Sunday, you go back, you look at the game, you look at the performance of the team, you sort of take inventory of where you are, how you came out as a team, who's healthy, what you might be dealing with, and it's just day-to-day, and then you're on to preparing for the next opponent. So in addition to that, you know, teams go through and they do workouts during the course of the year to try to keep yourself ready with your short list or emergency list or what have you. So I'd say that yesterday and today haven't been any different than they were, you know, the previous week or any other regular season game for that matter. You move forward, you prepare for the next week, you prepare for the next opponent, and, you know, you try to you deal with the players that you have on the team that are healthy, that are ready to go, and when the players that are injured or whatever their situation may be, when they're healthy, when they're out there, then they're ready to go, then you deal with that accordingly. So I wouldn't say it's been really any different than any other week.
In the draft process, do you guys even look at Spiller, or once you sort of figured out he was going where he went, you just kind of spend time on other guys?
Sure. We did our due diligence on CJ. You know, the draft, you really never know how it's going to shake out, so you want to make sure that you're prepared and that you do your homework. But there's no question he was a productive player, not only as a running back, but as a returner. They used him on kickoff return. He did punt returns as well. And, you know, he was a multi-purpose back. He caught the ball well. So, I mean, you do your homework. You do your due diligence on the player because you really never know what draft day is going to bring. And, you know, he was an explosive player, was an exciting player at Clemson. And he showed that at different points during the preseason, maybe not as much in the regular season to this point, but you know, when he has the ball in his hand, he's hard to tackle and he's good in space.
Any more questions, Nick, guys?
Nick,
one more?
Nick.
Yep, go ahead.
Nick, I don't think we've had a chance to talk to you since the Maroney trade. What went into the thinking to deal Maroney last week?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors that always go into decisions that we make, but, you know, I think Bill alluded to this last week. You know, we made a decision to move on, and, you know, we felt that was the best thing to do for the club at that point, and that decision is no different than the other decision that we make with respect to a player. So, you know, that's the decision that we made. You know, we're moving forward. Lawrence is moving forward, and that's where we are.
Does it sort of indicate that you believe Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis would have the same production as Maroney? Would that be something to read into as far as why the trade was made?
I think the reason we made the moves because we felt that it was the best thing for the club and that we're comfortable with the players that we have on the team moving forward. You know, if that changes, then, you know, we'll adjust accordingly. But where we are now, we feel good and comfortable about the players that are on this team currently.
Nick, Falk is acknowledged to be, you know, outstanding in blitz pickup, and that's why he's on the field on third down. Just how rare are those guys, in all honesty?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin's he's a unique player. There's no question about it. I mean, that blitz pickup, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just line up in the backfield and you block this guy. You change the protections. There's a lot of components and multiples that go into it. So there's a protection component, and then let's say your blitz pickup does not come, then you're into the route. You know, understanding coverages, et cetera. So, I mean, look, Kevin, he's proven year in and year out how valuable a player that he is. And, you know, nobody respects Kevin Falk more than our team and our club and, you know, myself included. So, you know, he's a unique guy. You know, Westbrook is probably another guy that's similar in that respect. But there's a lot of factors that go into it, you know, playing that position, you know, with blitz pickup being just as important really as carrying the ball or catching the ball for that matter.